This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I call this segment Crazed Leftism, and I want to begin with a baby formula update, because here's the good news, America. The crisis is ending. I saw a whole airplane cargo bay full of baby formula. Yes, I did. And just in time to feed the little chickens, because the chickens got to eat. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to get out. Anyway, the kids got to eat. And Joe Biden saved the day. Now, look, thank God for Joe Biden and the government. Now, women can feed their little babies. Welcome, Americanskis. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. There will be no starving children on Joe Biden's watch. That's right. Joe Biden and the government, who created the baby formula shortage. Well, guess what? They are fixing it. And I've seen the pictures. They got baby formula on top of baby formula. They got 77,000 pounds of baby formula. In fact, Joe Biden said he had 77,000 tons. But we'll forgive him because he's brain damaged. But they had 77,000 pounds of baby formula. I told you guys. I said that Biden would create something stupid, fix it, so he could say, look at what I did. I accomplished something. I did something that women have been doing without government since the dawn of man. Somebody correct me, but did the caveman and cavewoman have government giving them baby formula? I don't know. I'll get back with you on that. Leave it to the Democrats to act like they have solved something so incredible. Oh, my gosh. Look at what we did. Now Biden can focus, go back to, I don't know what, curing cancer? Isn't that one of his things he was tasked with? Why do we keep distracting him, conservative Americans? Why don't we just let this man do what he do? The man is doing God's work. Like, I don't know, giving Taiwan to China? Did you hear Joe Biden? What are you going to do? We're going to protect China. Will you go to war with China? Here's the clip. Don't believe me.
Very quickly, you didn't want to get involved in the Ukraine conflict militarily for obvious reasons. Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made.
Not so fast there, Kimo Savi. Yeah, the White House walked that one back pretty quick. It was within minutes that Joe Biden said that. And this is from a White House official.
As the president said, our policy has not changed. He reiterated our one China policy and our commitment to peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. He also reiterated our commitment under the Taiwan Relations Act to provide Taiwan with military means to defend itself. In other words, it is no different than what he's doing with Ukraine, except we didn't have any commitment to Ukraine. And what Joe Biden did effectively, if I were a Taiwanese right now, I'd be scared crapless, because he just gave China permission to invade. There you go, folks. Another one of those slips of the brain that Joe Biden said that has no meat in it. His administration can't back it up. Why? Because he's a puppet of China. He can't do anything because the Chinese are going to expose him and Hunter. The China would say, give Taiwan all the armaments you want. It's an island of less than, 26 million people? And you think that I don't even think they have a navy. How are they going to battle against the Chinese? It's insane. Joe Biden just gave the green light to China. Go ahead and do it. Same thing he did with Putin.
Well, listen, if he wanted to do a small incursion, I'd be okay with that.
I'm going to give you an update on Ukraine here in a bit. Because I wanted to know, what is the media, what do they tell us? Oh, Russia's losing, Russia's out of ammo. Do you, guys, just think about this. A month ago, they told us the Russians had no more ammunition. No more shells. No more bullets. So, what are your thoughts? You think the Russians are out of bullets? Well, when I give you the update, I think you'll be very surprised to learn that Russia's winning. I know, shocker. So, Joe Biden makes a declaration that is a toothless tiger. Now, I'll just ask you this. What do you think we would be discussing right now if Trump were president? I mean, as it relates to Russia and China. Let me help you. There would be no war in Ukraine, and we wouldn't be talking about a Chinese invasion of Taiwan. Now, when they cheated and got Biden in, I made this declaration. I said it the day one. I said the people who are the most scared on the planet are the Taiwanese. It will come to pass. I hate to say it. Something is going to, China's going to finally say, this is our opportunity and go for it. And it's because we don't exert any economic pressure on them. I told you what the trade deficit was. We went from 40 to 50 million per month to 110 million. I'm sorry, 40 to 50 billion per month to 110 billion. The Chinese are feasting on our economy. They own it. Do you know that China goes in and strategically buys metal, the infrastructure of whole entire countries? They pay off dictators and despots. They've done the same thing here. They're buying up land in droves. They own a ton of America. They own leftist politicians. They own our institutions of so-called higher learning. They've bought it and paid for it. And now they rip us off. That money is going into improving their economy and way of life. They steal our intellectual property. And Joe and Hunter Biden are getting paid for them to do it. Or at least we're trying to. You think Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler are going to look into that? You think there are going to be any congressional hearings into this? You think the current House would vote to impeach Biden for his reckless anti-American policies and that have not helped a single person in this country? Wow. We got a lot to talk about when we get back, folks. I'm glad you're here. Kevin Jackson, you're listening.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little
little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Before I get to an update on the old status of the Russia-Ukraine thing, I want to talk a little bit about George Floyd. Now, what caught my eye, I was perusing Twitter, and there was a post, it was a Morning Joe, you know, the Joe Scarborough's show was trending, and MSNBC. And here's what the tweet reads. New investigation reveals that George Floyd's great-great-grandfather was one of the wealthiest black men in North Carolina, at one point owning over 500 acres of land until the white supremacy system stole it from him. Could very well be. So my first thought was, okay, well, first, What is the white supremacy system that stole something from, you know, that many years back? And of course, it's Democrats. Democrats stole it from him. I know South Carolina was a slave state. I'm not sure about North Carolina. I don't think it was. But whatever system decided to take advantage of him, you can be guaranteed it was leftism that did it. So that's number one. But here's what got me. That was from PBS. PBS doesn't want you to understand George Floyd, the man. They go back and they find a story. Let me put it a different way. Go back in history to your great, great, grand anything, and I will bet you money you'll find out somebody got taken advantage of or they took advantage of somebody. So if they had stopped the great-grandfather, there'd be nothing to talk about. If they'd gone to great-great-great-grandfather, maybe he took advantage of somebody else to get his 500 acres. But they stopped at a convenient resting spot for George Floyd. Why? Do we need a history of George Floyd? Apparently we do. Listen to this clip.
Welcome to the Washington Week Extra. I'm Yamiche Alcindor. Tonight we discuss the newly released book, His Name is George Floyd, One Man's Life and the Struggle for Racial Justice. Joining me to discuss this amazing new book are the authors, of course, Tolu Olunoripa. He's a political enterprise and investigation reporter for the Washington Post. And Robert Samuels, national political correspondent, or should say national political enterprise reporter for the Washington Post. Thank you both for being here. I'm so excited. I should tell you, I am going to show you my book because it's all marked up because I just like ran through this book because it's so good. It's sad and tragic, but it's also such a good read. So congratulations on the book, guys. I want to start with you, Robert. You said that you started out with these guiding questions. Who was George Floyd and what was it like to live in his America? I know you wrote a whole book answering those questions, but Robert, I'm going to start with you. Give us the core answers of what you found out.
Okay, I'm going to stop it here for just a second because the book is so good, she said. It's sad, it's tragic, it's a good read, but it answers the question, who is George Floyd? Now, look, folks, I don't know what excites you, what you like to read about or whatever, and I'm going to say this. It seems like the left has a fascination with druggies. They love Hunter Biden, and now there is a book dedicated to explaining who George Floyd is. A guy who tried to pass a phony $20 bill, who was high on fentanyl, and who would not surrender and got himself killed. Now, I watched Chauvin keep his knee on George Floyd's neck, and you know what I say? He deserved manslaughter. George Floyd was saying he couldn't breathe. They had him enough restrained to where he could have let him up. And as a person who suffers, I suffer from anxiety when I'm pinned down. I will fight like a son of a gun. I don't like it. I get it. And you have to learn techniques to calm yourself. But you probably can't do that when you're drugged out like George Floyd. But the idea that somebody's written a book about this criminal and they're making it seem like he's a Martin Luther King-like person of history just floors me. Here's the rest of the clip because the guy gives you an explanation to George Floyd that I'm telling you, this is going to blow your mind, what he says about George Floyd.
Well, who was George Floyd? What we found out was he was a man who was beloved by his community. He was gregarious. He was godly. He had a faith. He was comical. Everyone told stories about his jokes. And he was complicated. He had a lot of darknesses in his life. And he had a lot of struggles. And what was it like to live in his America was to learn about all these institutions, all these different systems, from the land laws that started with his ancestors from long before he was born, to the struggling, crumbling education system and poor housing system, to a criminal justice system that was hyper-aggressive in terms of treating a person and looking for a person like George Floyd to incarcerate. And his life had been shaped by all these institutional forces, and many times those forces hindered his ambition to strive and become something in the world.
Wow. Somebody actually wrote a book about this drivel, this nonsense. Who was George Floyd? He was a man beloved by his community. Godly. He was comical. He was complicated. He was gregarious.
Really? So George Floyd was a man. George Floyd was a man who had struggles like every other man. George Floyd, he had lots of struggles. And I love this part. All these institutions, systems, and, you know, going back in history, his family had land loss. And the struggling education system and the criminal justice system, blah, blah, blah. His life was shaped by institutional forces. That is the biggest gobbledygook of George Floyd didn't take responsibility for himself. Leftism is so stupid. It is just blatantly in your face stupid. This was a, look, I'm not going to hold George Floyd like he's some heinous criminal, even though he did hold his a pistol to the belly of a pregnant woman so his buddies could rob her in the past, okay? What he got killed for, what he ended up dying for, was he was doing a petty crime. He was trying to pass a phony $20 bill. Stupid crime. Counterfeiter. And a bad one. And he was high on drugs. Personal choice. I don't care. But really, we got to write a book about him? We got to try to make him some sort of transcendental figure in American history? Because a dude, well, he was godly. He was comical. He was gregarious. He was complicated. No, he was a clown. He was a, nobody would pattern their life after George Floyd intentionally. You wouldn't write books about him and say, hey, children, here you go. It would be like an homage to Hunter Biden. Really? Would you want to pattern your life after Hunter Biden? Would you want your kids to live that life? This is so stupid. And he says it hindered his condition to strive to become something in the world. No, George Floyd did that to himself.
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is providing more details regarding the shooting that left 19 children and two adults dead in Uvalde, Texas. Abbott saying the suspect had no known mental health history and there was very little forewarning regarding the attack.
As of this time, the only information that was known in advance was posted by the government on Facebook approximately 30 minutes before reaching the school. The first post was, he said, "I'm going to shoot my grandmother." The second post was, "I shot my grandmother." The third post, maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, "I'm going to shoot an elementary school."
Baby formula flown over from Germany is arriving at an airport outside of Washington, D.C. USA Radio News. A lawsuit is being settled in the Golden State.
The University of California system has agreed to pay $375 million to more than 300 women who said they were sexually abused by a longtime UCLA gynecologist. The announcement Tuesday brings total payouts by the university in lawsuits against Dr. James Heap to nearly $700 million. That's the largest amount paid by a public university in a wave of sexual misconduct scandals involving campus doctors. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Comcast has a program to replace worn-out American flags at homes and businesses. When employees notice a tattered flag while they're making their rounds, they'll offer to replace it for free. The flag replacement program is good for all residents, businesses, and nonprofits, regardless of whether they're a Comcast customer. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Former Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook testified in court today that Hillary Clinton personally approved the dissemination of the Trump-Russian bank allegations to the media.
Explosive testimony has uncovered what was at the root and who gave the blessing for them to disseminate false information that was amplified a million times over by our mainstream media.
Hillary Clinton personally signed off on it. Personally. Hillary Clinton herself.
They misled, they obstructed justice. The entire FBI was in on it. And the campaign and the DNC.
The Russia hoax.
That was Trump's commercial, rather, about Hillary Clinton. And the question I would ask you is, what have the Democrats actually told you the truth about? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to Baby Formula. They can't even feed kids. Something basic. This is basic. This isn't heavy lifting. There's no big, you know, buildings that have to get built, bridges built, whatever. This is just baby formula. And the Democrats can't do that right. And then what do? They lie about it. They lie about everything. Hillary Clinton lied, period. What's going to happen? We'll find out. But let me tell you, every single day when these lies are exposed, as I said the other day, people start having epiphanies. So Donald Trump, run 50 commercials. Every one of us, it is our responsibility to remind the left that they are nothing but vicious liars. Vile, vicious liars. Villains! If we're going to use alliteration, vile, vicious villains. And that's what they all of it to keep themselves in power and to keep themselves feeling good about whatever it is that they're doing, keeping their lives from being disrupted while completely upending ours. I can give you scenario after scenario. And it would be different if it's not, if it was singular lies. It's coordinated lying by a system that now we all recognize. There's no guessing anymore if these people do this, if they lie. We know they do. Coordinated with the media, with the Department of Justice, etc., with previous administrations, with the DNC, with anybody that is hell-bent on making sure that our ways of life stay, that we are always in a state of panic or angst or whatever. From mask wearing, first it was Wu flu, put a mask on your face. Now we got monkeypox, a.k.a. monkey butt, to worry about. So it made me wonder, because I look at these stories as they go by, and I always keep a mental Rolodex running of what's still out there. Why are we not talking about this? And I'm not going to let it go. Hopefully, that's what you guys like about the show, is I remind you, oh, yeah, I forgot about that, Kevin. I forgot about that. Yeah. Well, I'm not. And I'm, look, here's the deal. I can't even keep up with all of it. I have to go, oh, okay, let me look at my notes. Let me go back in 15, you know, months ago to remind myself of what was happening then. So we got Ukraine. Russia, Ukraine. A month ago, I mentioned, they said Russia was running out of ammo. The Ukrainians were pushing back. The Russians are losing. Blah, blah, blah. And then I saw Henry Kissinger say, they need to concede. Ukraine needs to concede to Russia. Let Russia have the territory it wants. And I thought to myself, that's a far. Here's a. I mean, people look at Kissinger as some, woohoo, he's a big deal. I think he was Nixon, Secretary of State. Henry Kissinger. I have no more respect for Henry Kissinger than I do anybody else. But what's interesting to me is that he would make this statement. He's saying, look, in order to ease tensions, to give peace, let Russia have its territory. And I thought, Russia's got to be winning. Kissinger, as far as I'm concerned, is a leftist. I know, Kevin, he's a Republican. No, he's not. He didn't put Republican a Republican, and he didn't put I can in it either. So my question is anybody keeping score? I found an article, according to the British Military of Defense, Putin's forces are attempting to encircle the key strategic cities of Lyshchansk, Popasna, and Severodonetsk, which would see the whole of the Luhansk Oblast under Russian control. Now, you're saying, Kevin, that's all Greek to me. No, it's actually Russian, but I get it. But here's what it amounts to. The Russians are encircling three big cities that are very strategic to Ukraine, and it would give a particular area of the country, what I think they call it the Donbass region, this case, but the whole of what they're calling Luhansk Oblast, but this big region, putting it under Russian control, which is what Putin wanted in the first place. And as I told you guys before, Putin tried, I don't know how hard, but he said, look, in the Donbass region, there are Russians who feel Russian. They never were part of Ukraine, never had been, even when it was under Soviet control, they never felt like they were part of the Ukraine culture, and they don't want, they don't want to be part of Ukraine, and they fought to leave Ukraine, an 8-year war, and Ukraine's military were blasting these guys. Think of it as Texas deciding to secede from the United States and the U.S. putting the military against Texans. So that's kind of where that was. And Russia saw it and said, look, stop attacking Russian citizens. These people feel Russian. They even made Russian passports. And Putin said, look, these people feel Russian. They want to be separate from Ukraine. Why are you not allowing this? And they're coming to us to do something about it. And then they went to the UN. Russia and his group went to the UN and said, look, help us out here. And the UN ignored him. And when Biden said to Russia, it's okay for you to go in for this little excursion, you know what he was really saying? I believe you. I see what you're talking about. Russia took over Crimea, which was really a Russian military stronghold. That wasn't even an invasion. That's why Obama went, I'm not going to say a word. And for those who want me to bash Obama on that, not going to. He probably did the right thing. Now, we can criticize and say, oh, he was weak and all this. It was Russia's military complex. That's what Crimea really represents. Now, this other region, kind of the same thing. And what Biden was saying without admitting it is, I think Russia's right here. But now, what do we do? Let's all help Ukraine. Let's help Ukraine. There was not one outcry when Ukraine was killing its own citizens. Not an outcry from any of the Holly weirdos. The media wasn't saying a word. Now, look, I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care. It isn't my region of the world. It isn't the motherland. I'm not talking about Africa. So I don't care. I wouldn't even care if it was Africa, to be honest with you. But the point is, I want you to understand it so you at least have some context. Now, I'm not going to separate good guys from bad guys. Is Zelensky the good guy in this equation and Putin the bad guy? Say what you will. That's up to you. Again, no dog in the fight. But at least know the situation. So my curiosity was, how are the Russians doing? Because we were told, oh, the Ukrainians are putting up a brilliant fight. Oh, my gosh, Russia's being pushed back. Now we've learned that, nope, Russia has surrounded three major cities. They've got a massive region under control. And this, the writer of this said, meanwhile, Joe Biden told a meeting of Quad groupings of countries in Tokyo that the war was a global problem rather than a European problem. So it's not just Europe. It's global, because Joe Biden needs them to all say Putin bad. But they can't win because they don't have the military. This report that I got didn't come from American media. It came from British media. And the British media is some, and I don't know whether it's propaganda or not. Again, I don't control all this, but this is from the British media, and they're reporting that Russia seems to be doing okay. So it got me to ask other questions. I wanted to know how many Ukrainians were killed, citizens killed, what is the refugee situation, and so on and so forth. I got curious. And I've asked myself these questions, and my researchers went out and they got me some answers. I'm going to talk about it in the final segment of this particular episode. But here's my point to all of this. The media wants to portray something one way or another, and as soon as they do that, I'm skeptical. And what happens the minute that I go and do my little investigations? I find out that what the media has reported is hogwash. And it's true here again.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about the misinformation of the media, especially as it pertains to Russia, Ukraine. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care one way or the other. These are my opinions about the situation, and it's a very simple thing for me. I don't trust our media. I trust nothing they say, and I'll give you specifics around it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to This was a March 15 headline. It was in India Today. And by the way, it wasn't the only place that this was seen. This is the first one that came up. Russia about 10 days away from exhausting ammo. Now, how do you fight without ammo? Pretty tough, isn't it? It was in multiple articles. The Russians were running out of ammo. 10 days away from exhausting their ammo. So they were going to run out of ammo. And they were specific. 10 days. See, that's when you know something's amiss. About 10 days. Why not 12 days? Why not 2 weeks? Why not a month? Why not something that is, you know, gives us a little bit more wiggle room, but 10 days? How do you know that? See, I'm teaching you. I don't want to make it sound like I'm belittling the audience, because I'm not. But I think there are many of you out there going, I really didn't catch that, Kevin. Yeah, 10 days. How would you know that? You'd have to be pretty close to the military to know that they're 10 days away. That gives you the impression that this is an insider. So on March 25th, they should have been out of ammo. April the 3rd in Express UK. This is coming out of Britain. April 3rd. We're now more than 10 days beyond the date. We're 18 or 19 days beyond. Vladimir Putin's army is running out of ammo. That was their headline title. Vladimir Putin's army is running out of ammo. That was on April the 3rd. Okay. Fast forward 19 days, to the 22nd, the headline from 1945.com. Putin has a problem. Could run out of weapons and ammo. Now, we are a full month beyond the 10-day deadline, and we're into April. No, still hadn't run out of ammo. May 17th, Russian strikes wipe out equipment, ammo dumps, and troops. In other words, the Russians, who were supposed to be out of ammo, have now destroyed Ukraine's equipment, ammo dumps, and some of their troops. That's where we've gone from Russia being almost out of ammo, only 10 days away, to Russia now, as I said in the previous segment, surrounding three major cities, and they have the whole Luhansk Oblast under control, a region, a big region of Ukraine under control, and supposedly it was kaput. Putin was kaput. He's on his deathbed. I don't know if he is or he isn't. He may very well be. But if he is, he's still running a better war than Joe Biden could. Let me put it this way. I'd rather have Putin getting American troops out of Afghanistan than the clown we have in the White House. Because if he's losing, if he's running out of ammo, I'm not seeing any evidence of it. For a guy running out of ammo, he sure seems to keep bombing and shooting a lot. That's my point. So it got, as I said, every time the media wants to neglect something, let me put it this way. If there were 4 million, 5 million, whatever number of million of brown people on the run, like El Salvador and all that, don't they tell us all the time how many, we've got, it's a crisis, it's this, it's white folks. Joy Reid said it. Why am I concerning myself with a bunch of white people on the run? Ukrainians is what she's speaking of course. Well, I'm concerned about it because I'm just curious as to why we don't cover things, why certain things move to the background very quickly. I asked this question. How many refugees are there now? Because remember, we got up, at first it was hundreds of thousands, then it was a million, then it was 2 million. I don't even think they've really are counting anymore. As I told you guys, when there was Wu flu and they wanted to scare the heck out of us and tell us how bad things were, we got the count every single day. Suddenly we're not getting a count because they don't want you to know Russia's winning, because if Russia's winning, that means the number of refugees is increasing. Want to take a guess how many people are on the run from Ukraine? Last thing I saw, 4 million.
4 million people truly running from war, not running from bad situations, gangs or whatever, or bad economic situations in their countries. No, running from war. 4 million, almost 10% of the population. And this came from Bloomberg. It's not from me. It says the number of Ukrainians who have fled the country since Russia launched its invasion almost 5 weeks ago has surged past 4 million, a figure equivalent to one-tenth of the former Soviet republic's pre-war population. I want you to think about this. If one out of every 10 people you know are gone, you want to throw a party. It's a birthday party for the kids. And they go, nope, this kid's gone. These kids are not here. These teachers are gone. You just wake up and one-tenth of the people that you know are no longer able to be in contact with you. Family members, friends, acquaintances, familiar faces from businesses, etc. If Trump were presiding over this, you'd know every sob story Ukrainian. Oh, my God, man, I left my family. You'd know every story. It would be a human interest story of just how bad things got and how Trump let Putin go into Ukraine, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, they said this. More than 2,870 Ukrainian soldiers and, quote, nationalists fighting on the side of Russia have been killed and around 3,700 wounded. The last update on Ukrainian soldiers came on March 13th when Vladimir Zelensky announced that at least 1,300 soldiers have died. So let me just tell you this. Absolute, abject nonsense. So what they want you to believe is that roughly 3,000 Ukrainian soldiers and nationalists fighting with Russia died, but only 1,300 Ukrainians have died. So here's the biggest interesting part of the story here. They said as the conflict in Ukraine enters its fourth month, Russian troops appear to be on the cusp of a breakthrough in the disputed Donbas region, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warning of difficult weeks ahead and accusing Moscow of waging total war in his country. See, Biden only authorized a partial war, but they're waging a total war. Russian forces, they say, have launched a concerted campaign to encircle Severodonetsk, and I talked about this earlier, the last major city in Luhansk province and the easternmost point of the Donbas, still under Ukrainian control, along with its sister city, and I mentioned these before, that the Russians have surrounded these three cities. If successful, the move would trap Ukrainian troops defending the area and open Russia's path to the Kramatorsk, the Ukrainian government's main administrative and military node in the east. In other words, Russia has pretty much cut the head off the snake. They said, after days of withering artillery duels along the eastern front, Russian troops were reported to have seized portions of Lyman, a town roughly 30 miles west. Anyway, it goes into these different things, and I don't want to get you into that because most of us flunk geography anyway. But they said, those attacks and a Russian stab from the north form a three-pronged offensive to take the city. The intensity of fire on Severodonetsk has increased by multiple times. They are simply destroying the city, according to the Luhansk governor in a TV interview. He echoed Zelensky's overnight address to the nation, which accused Russian forces of, quote, trying to destroy all living things. Folks, this is war. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger said Ukraine should accept giving up part of its territory to reach a peace deal with Russia and end the three-month-long war now immediately. That's what Henry Kissinger said. So what this is telling you, folks, is Joe Biden is losing, and now he's taking one of America's supposedly great statesmen, Henry Kissinger, to run interference and say, hey, listen, I'll do it on your behalf, Joe. I know you can't say it. I know you're afraid to say it. I know you can't technically say Putin won, Biden zero, but I'll help you out. He's giving him a lifeline. Think of it as he's dropping a little baby formula for him. So this is where this war is. We've gone from the Russians having no ammo to them surrounding cities, cutting off the head of the snake, and one of America's foremost statesmen, at least that's what some people believe, saying, give it up, Ukraine.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.